Last night, we had another food fight of a Democratic debate. I mean, if these candidates had had snacks at their stations, they would have been throwing them last night. That's how bad it got. But the one thing I noticed this morning was that Fox and Friends actually raised a good point about the Democratic debates. Have a listen to this.
83 minutes into that debate until we saw one question on coronavirus.
Sure, and so the DNC did not give Fox any of the debates,
right?
But we did a town hall with Amy Klobuchar, and we did one with
Bernie Sanders.
And Bernie Sanders, who is the number one person right now.
He's right. And actually, the town hall that they did with Bernie Sanders, Bernie came out of that and said, you know, he was impressed. They actually raised some good points. They had good questions. They were respectful. And he would do it again. Why aren't we giving Fox these Democratic debates? I mean, Chris Wallace, a great guy. I've got a lot of respect for Chris. I think they would actually do a good job. Like they said, they should have a shot at this as well. Politico.com is reporting that the Trump administration sent to Capitol Hill its $2.5 billion supplemental budget request for additional money to fight this virus, but Democrats are calling that insufficient. And in the article, they kind of raised a good point here in Politico.com, which is where this article came from, that public health groups have been warning that state and local agencies would be strapped by the high cost of responding to local outbreaks, saying that isolating and quarantining individuals, as well as maintaining critical supplies, is beyond the scope of current federal grants. So just think of your own community. I think of mine. Think of your own community. And realistically, is there money in the budget for quarantining and maintaining critical supplies? No. You know, $2.5 billion across the whole United States is not going to cut it. So this is interesting, folks. Since last Sunday, literally, I've been trying to light a fire under some of the bureaucratic fannies out there about this virus, as you know. And Chad Wolf, who is currently the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, was questioned yesterday by Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. And it went like this.
Sorry, you're head of Homeland Security. Do we have enough respirators or not?
For patients, I don't understand the question.
For everybody, every American who needs one, who gets the disease.
Again, I would refer you to HHS
no.
on that.
Mr. Secretary,
you're
supposed to keep us safe.
My budget supports the men and women
you're
of the Department
Secretary
of Homeland Security.
You're the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Yes, sir.
And you can't tell me if we have enough respirators.
No.
What I would tell you is that the budget, my budget, our operations
it's a
are
bunch
focused
of BS.
Not only on the men and women of DHS, making sure they're protected to do their jobs, to screen individuals coming in. We're working with HHS, CDC,
you don't know.
And their
you
budgets
don't know the answer, do you?
To ensure that no. they have enough.
No, he doesn't know the answer. This is what I'm talking about, and it just went on and on. There's more here.
I'm asking you questions because you're Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. And you're supposed to keep us safe.
Yes, sir.
And you need to know the answers to these questions.
And
how far away are we from getting a vaccine?
In several months.
Well, oh, that's God. Not what we just heard testimony about.
Okay.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. And it keeps going on. It was like painful.
Well, your numbers aren't the same as CDC's.
Then I would certainly defer to CDC on our medical questions.
Well, don't you think you ought to contact them and find out whether you're right or
they're
right?
We're in contact with them every day on this on our task force.
But you don't know why you have a discrepancy.
He still doesn't know.
I would refer you to the CDC on specific
questions. Mr. Secretary, I'm going to hush here. You're supposed to keep us safe, and the American people
Senator,
deserve some straight answers on the coronavirus. And
Senator,
I'm not getting them from you.
And that's what I'm talking about here, is holding these people accountable. That's it. Just hold them accountable. And thank you again, Senator Kennedy, for pushing to get the answers that all of us are looking for. I mean, what's the use of having someone just sitting there heating up a chair, warming the chair, Democrat or Republican, if they don't know what the heck they're doing? The expectation from the American people is competency in dealing with this virus. That's all we want, competency. We want to hear it. We want to see it. We want to believe in it. And folks, the Chinese were highly competent in dealing with this virus. You can say what you want about them, but their response to this virus was highly competent so far. They held their people accountable who are in charge of handling this virus, and it looks effective from here. And if this thing gets as bad as it could get here in the United States, maybe we should be using how China dealt with this as a case study, as an example, Mr. President. And tonight at 6 p.m., we're all going to hear from the president deliver a speech about the coronavirus, and we're looking forward to hearing that tonight. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.